Weekends are funny on Absolute Radio.
And that all starts now with an exciting, effervescent addition to the Absolute Radio family.
John Richardson.
Exciting, effervescent, effortlessly uplifting.
Wait, is it? It is, yes.
This is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello again and welcome to the third John Richardson Show podcast. It's all the best bits from our show that went out on Saturday morning, 8 till 11. Kerry Godliman's here again, failing to bring me... I want to say failing to bring me a gift. It's just a tomato, so there really is no excuse for it. But I don't think you can pick up on it on air. I think I continue to be nice to her. She's not here now, so I can be honest about how I feel. And I'm really hurt by it because it's such a small thing that I've asked her to do and she's failed to do it. I think it's a gesture and I think she doesn't like me. Anyway, in unrelated news, next week I'll be joined by Angela Barnes. If all the usual stuff is in here, there's some angry technology information in the first bit. There's a wonderful text to Rock and Roll Football, once again from our reigning champion, Stu in Rochdale, who is the man to beat if you want to make Matt Ford feel bad about his life and career. And there's a bit of Saturday smugness as well. And if you want to get in touch during the week, whenever you're listening to this podcast, you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk and enjoy the pod. Cast, no, enjoy the podcast. Just caught myself there. And we all that? I said enjoy the pod? It wasn't right, was it? Enjoy the podcast from me, John Joel Richardson. Everything in full.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, John Richardson. Now. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, that was nice.
It was like assembly, wasn't it?
It was exactly like assembly. You like a sing-song of a start of the show, don't you?
I wouldn't call that a sing-song.
I would call this a sing-song. This is what happened last week.
There's only one Kerry Godliman.
It's bad, isn't it? Do you know what I hate? Just the thing I say. I was going, let us sing our own
name. Listening back to yourself.
All I asked you to do this week, 7 days we've had since last week, was to bring me a tomato. Go on.
I didn't. I forgot. I'm really sorry.
What I'm going to do now, and I love this, I'm going to absolve you of any responsibility. I don't ever want a tomato from you, so it's done now. Just forget about it.
Oh, my God. This level of moodiness is weird.
I said I would bring you a nice chutney. I've done it now, mate.
Oh, John!
So there's a posh...
Thank you.
Posh jar of tomato.
And there's no bad... There's no
fine.
Bad vibes.
We're absolutely fine. I'll never mention it again. It's absolutely fine that all you had to do was bring me a tomato from what you described as a glut. You literally...
Do you know what my problem is? It's not the tomato, it's the vessel.
Oh, I know what your problem is.
It's the vessel. What do you bring one tomato in? You can't put it, it'll rattle around in a Tupperware box.
Yes. Pad it out with some kitchen towel. Wrap it in a tea towel.
Silly.
Maybe I get to keep the tea towel as well.
That's silly.
Yeah,
you need
it's
a
silly,
tiny little silly
tomato to bring a friend a tomato
box. Don't make me feel bad.
Anyway, it's
Thank
done.
You for the
no, I'm not making you feel bad. It's done. You don't ever have to. Don't you worry about bringing me a tomato.
I'll bring some sort of treat in.
Eat it. I don't want anything from you.
God,
it's been established. This is our third week together. You will never think of me in the week. You leave here at 11 a.m. You forget about my existence until 8 a.m. the next week. It's fine. I don't mind. I'm fine with it. Anyway, you're off next week. We've got someone else here. While we're wrapping up next week, we've had another kind call from a listener who wanted to... I may have called out Paul, who told us very proudly that he'd set a PB for getting his pants on that morning. And then he basically mentioned that he had a speaker in his car, a wireless speaker. And I said that was weird. Here's why.
Kerry, please have a chat with yourself to even think fitness instructor. A personal best of 9.27 for trousers on does not say motivation. The Bluetooth speaker was in my 1999 Nissan Micra, having just returned from a few days on my narrowboat in Bath Marina. So for the 1 hour drive, I listened to Absolute Radio through my phone connected to my speaker. I hope this clears the situation up. Have a most enjoyable show. Paul.
Favourite listener. But I don't want to insult anyone else, but nobody listening to this show is as good as Paul, in my mind.
He's got a very particular way of communicating, hasn't he?
Do you know what I think? I think that's Keir Starmer. I think that's Keir Starmer putting
pretending
on a voice.
To have a 1999 Nissan Micra.
Absolutely.
And cutting back on some of the other costs.
But... And whilst you don't think of me during the week, I don't know if I mentioned
that. I do.
You don't?
I do.
You don't?
You pop in my head now and then. I go, oh, John!
It doesn't matter. And I'll tell you why I'm fine with you not even bringing me a tomato and I'm not going to mention it. And
yeah,
it's absolutely
no, you're good
fine.
With it.
Because somebody better than you...
Oh, yeah.
...does think of me during the week.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
They're celebrating their 70th platinum wedding anniversary, that is. Best wishes from Sheila and John Richardson. Not that one. No, he's hanging around here these days. I wouldn't let him request on this show, no.
Are you happy with that?
Oh, God. I can't
tell you.
The
way you said that, you're happy with that? He's hanging around here these days.
I know, well, I was staring at him through the glass of his studio at that point. It's worth pointing out. Just making some gestures.
I don't know if it sounds like it's an equal footing relationship, John. That's what
I don't
I'm
want
saying.
You don't get equal footing with Ken Bruce. Who gets equal footing with Ken Bruce? Just the fact that he knows who I am is mind blowing to me.
How?
If you'd have told 21-year-old depressed sales representative John Richardson,
he sounds like a right laugh. That
oh,
guy.
He's, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's sitting in his Vauxhall Astra on the mumbles in Swansea and he's driven from Bristol to Swansea to do his little calls and he's having his chips and he's not crying but he's on the brink. he's not going to take a lot to get him over the edge. He's set off early so that he can have Ken Bruce into Jeremy Vine for his lunch and he has a long lunch. I don't care if my bosses are listening now, they made me redundant, what are you going to do about it? I would cram all my calls into an hour because I had no intention of selling everything and then I just sit on the mumbles, eating chips, entering my little calls into my Palm Pilot as if I was still working. I wasn't working. I was listening to Ken Bruce, and now we're best friends.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Have you had a good week, Kerry Godleman?
I have had a good week, yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
I sounded like I knew that you hadn't, then. Have you? Well, this says otherwise.
You play sounded like my, I told you, my son now calls me Kerry Godleman.
That's so funny.
He's now started, when I walk into a room, he goes, hello, Kerry Godleman. Like, what? So you reminded me of him then when you said that, Kerry Godleman.
That's bad for you, I think.
Yeah, it's odd. It's like being on a radio show with him in the kitchen.
Yeah. My daughter just calls me a bald old man.
Oh, is that all right? John, she's a bit young to have started with that level.
I know.
Derision.
Well, kids' TV now is very sassy. So she watches Teen Titans Go. There's an episode where one of the characters is vegan, and they all call him a dirty little vegan.
And I remember that show's very funny.
It's very funny, yeah. But I've just managed to transition her off calling me a dirty little vegan into a bald old man. So technically, that's an upgrade.
That is sassy. That's
I've worn
sassy.
A cardigan. Because it's winter now,
one.
It's autumn. Yeah. I've gone for, this is a very autumnal cardigan, I think.
Yeah.
It's a sort of, what would you describe it? It's a pea soup.
Yeah, it's got a pea soup, sort of sage.
Yeah.
That's the green, I'd say.
Special wash to get this cardigan ready.
Because you can
really...
put your arms down now, John. You were modelling it with your arms up, but they could...
Would you say that Scarecrow or Christ the Redeemer? I just want to know what you think.
I'd go Scarecrow on
Yeah,
that.
Okay, I think that's fair. I don't really wash cardigans. I don't think I'm a mucky person, but cardigan, how many goes do you get out of a cardigan?
When,
I think
before they go
few.
Bobbly?
Yeah, well, no, before you have to wash it.
Have you got a de-bobbler?
No.
You strike me as the kind of man who would definitely have a de-bobbler.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But I like the bobbles. The bobbles
you
are...
You like the bobbles? The bobbles? No one likes the bobbles.
The bobbles are hard-earned. That's how you know a cardigan is loved.
It ruins the look of a wall cardi.
I did a wash so my cardi was clean for you and put my headphones in a washing machine.
Oh! Were they those little ones?
No. The bud ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't have those. Because I know I'd do that.
I know. One of them still works and one of them doesn't. But I was very angry. Do you know what I hated the most? The washing machine took them out of the pocket and presented them to me. So when I opened the door, they were just on the edge of the drum. Oh, I don't know how it did it.
That's passag, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
it's a really
passag
like...
washing machine.
Look what you've done. Look what I remembered when I was about four, I put a whole toilet roll down a toilet just to see what would happen. And I can still remember now, I still remember walking down the stairs and my mum was sat at the kitchen table with my auntie Pam. And I remember looking through the banisters and going, guess what I've done? And it felt like The washing machine had done it back to me. It had gone, here you go, mate. Guess what you've done? You've ruined these, haven't you? I think about 100 quid then, weren't they? Oh. One of them still works.
One of them still works.
Well, I'm going to keep them because my main use for headphones, I don't really listen to stuff, but I put them in to stop people approaching me. I will keep them
as a prop.
They're just a decoy.
Socially difficult.
That thing where people put cashew nuts in. I would just do that. I'd stick a couple of cashew nuts in my ears and just walk around just to stop people listening to me. I really I hate my washing machine, and I'm waiting for it to break. It's one of those. It's because I know they're so impractical. I'm scared of it. I'm scared of it breaking because I'm not going to be able to get rid of it. I don't know what you do with it. I had another incident with a. I don't think we talk enough about printers.
Printers.
It's never on the news. I think they're unacceptably bad.
What, all of them?
All of them. I've never had a printer that didn't...
It just does it.
...betray me at the precise moment I need it.
Okay. I'm all right with printers.
No.
I've got beef with my telly.
Go on.
Well, my telly just does... It seems to just work always for my kids, but when I think, oh, I'll snuggle up and watch something, which isn't that often, it just plays up. It just won't do it. It just sort of has those little messages that say, Do you want to report this? I just want to watch Gardener's World. I just want to watch what I want to watch when I want to watch it.
I think this might be an... Oh, I don't know how to say this to you, but I think it might be an age thing, isn't it? Like the printer, I know how to use the printer, and I go to print something and it just refuses.
What, it just says we haven't got any ink today?
Sometimes we haven't got any ink. Oh, I don't know where... Where are you communicating from? Well, the phone right next to you. No, I don't know where you are. You might as well be in Peru for all I care.
No,
do you know what I did? Destroyed it.
And you think it's just doing it to you?
Yeah, it was just pathetic. It's a pathetic piece of equipment. It does not do it's only got one job. It's not like nowadays when your phone does 50 things. The printer only has to print. Yeah. I'm not asking it to make yogurt. I'm not asking it to vacuum downstairs. And it doesn't print. And I destroyed it.
What do you mean you destroyed it?
I destroyed it.
What did you do?
I hit it.
With your hand?
With my fist.
With your fist?
Yeah.
And broke it more?
I did, yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's not a sentient thing, is it, John? Why do you have
I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that to a sentient thing. I would only do that to a printer.
But you're suggesting it's got, like, beef with you.
I think your telly thing, though, is the telly works, but you are now not... The telly is...
trying to politely say... No, I feel like the telly doesn't like me and it plays up specifically for me. We don't get on.
And what would you say is the...
Go on, just say it.
Get around this very gently.
Just say it.
What do you think is the main difference between your children who are younger than you who are able to work a telly and you who is not able to work
I don't have a... Like, previous tellies have never given me any jip. It's this one.
No, but your previous telly that you had to switch on and warm up and you didn't have to deal with the collars on it.
That's not fair. I'm not that old.
I would say we're a similar age. What I'm saying is tellies have now... Got beyond you.
Yeah, I think the problem is that my son does the game console through it, so I watch the telly through the game. Even as I can't even finish this sentence because I don't really understand what I'm saying.
No.
And there's all the wires. There's a gazillion wires, and there's. I don't know what they're for, John. I don't know. Why are there so many wires now?
I think your telly's fine.
No, it's not. Because you watch scary things or things at nights... when you watch things that are set at nighttime, dark things, it pixelates. The picture's rubbish.
Are you squinting, though, because you're scared?
It's a rubbish telly.
Okay. There's a lot of printer rage out there. Mm. That's the one, isn't it? It is the one because it's expensive. The ink is outrageous.
Yeah,
I don't know where we get ink from.
Yeah,
that it's so
it's
expensive.
Like oil.
It is. I mean, per mil.
Yeah,
it's the most expensive thing on the planet. Printer ink. And the printer that I destroyed was just putting new ink in it.
Oh,
that's like moving out of a house and realizing you've left your mobile or something. That's just gone now.
Yeah.
That ink. I'm just never going to have it again. And also, you only ever use it when something important is about to happen.
That's true, it's not fun. Yeah, it's rarely used.
It's pre-holiday, it's boarding passes.
Yeah.
What do you mean we need to print the tickets? But we've got to set off in 10 minutes. Pete the Roofer.
Yeah.
The minute he says Pete the Roofer, I know he hates his printer. Straight away. This is a man who can roof your house. He's not going to accept technology. I took my printer down a garden... and shot it to bits. It wouldn't print in black as the colour cartridge had run out.
I have been in that situation. You're like, why can't you just use a different
yes.
colour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is frustrating. Yeah. Although other machines can let you down, because Jason in Bridgend said he once made his wife a toasted cheese hammy sandwich in a sandwich maker. That turned out perfectly. But when he went to make his, it stuck to the sides and fell apart as he tried to get his boiling hot sandwich out. So he threw it out the window into the garden. I'll never buy one of those things again. I love that. That turn of a pin, like, it went really well for his wife, and then it did it to spite him.
Yeah, do you know what? I think he's probably not spread enough margarine on the outside of the bread.
I don't think Jason's going to want that feedback, mate.
No?
No.
Does he just want to be allowed to live in a world full of rage?
By all means, go for it. But he threw it out the window after one malfunction. That's how quickly Jason can turn.
My printer is called the Diva in the Cupboard. I got rid of my old printer as it wouldn't always work. This current printer worked great at first, but now before I attempt to print, I have to go and talk to her and warn her that I'm going to print. It depends what mood she's in, whether she does it or not. That's exactly the problem. You wouldn't tolerate that from any other equipment, a printer that has to print, and you have to talk to it first. Please, can you do the one thing I need you to do?
I like this one. Technology sucks sometimes. I have a potentially great smart speaker setup, an Alexa in most rooms. I can say, Alexa, play Absolute Radio on everywhere. Oh, what does that mean? On the Everywhere group. Already I'm like,
Wires.
And then they can listen in every room as I walk around. But it is simply not reliable and frustrating. And there's lots of emojis. Just as you are saying something interesting. I assume they're referring to you, not me. Just as you're saying something interesting or a great song comes on to lift my mood, it stops.
I can sense the frustration there, and I can see the capital letters in that message and the emojis.
There's a lot of rage.
But what I think about that is that to me is quite an advanced setup.
Someone set it up.
Yeah, what you're frustrated about is the inability to have a simultaneous cast of one piece of media all through your house. I understand that not working, because there's a lot of moving parts. The thing with the printer, I don't want to keep banging on about the printer.
Oh, you really are.
Do you know what I mean? What you're
really
saying there is...
Really bitter about printers, mate.
Sound cannot travel through the air from where you are to where I am and play at the same time in every room. I understand that that might not work. I mean, the Alexa thing is a very different issue.
Have you got all that, like Alexa's in every room?
No, I can't, because I can't be trusted with it.
You think you form a friendship with
the
it?
The baddie in the film when robots take over, who sees it as a chance to just be awful.
2001, that sort of vibe.
I'm awful. And my mum tells me off, because when I go to her house, she's very polite, so she will always thank Alexa. My mum is a very polite lady.
Oh, my mum shouts at Alexa.
No, my mum can't.
And Alexa
have that.
Doesn't understand my mum's accent. So she'll be like, Alexa, play the Stones! And it's like... It can't translate my mum's
accent.
And
it feels personal.
Yeah, they've got a really angry relationship, my mum and her Alexa.
Oh, no. You see, my mum, because my mum speaks like she could do tube announcements or something. She's got very clear...
Oh, we've got different mum voices.
So she'll wake up in the morning and she'll say, good morning, Alexa. What is the weather like today?
Oh!
And Alexa will respond. So I will be very rude to Alexa. I'll say, shut up.
It's like a third member of the family.
She really tells me off. If I'm rude to her, Alexa. And do you know what I love about this link as well? The minute you read that text and you said, Alexa, play Absolute Radio, Alexas all over the country will have gone mad, because they don't know that you don't live with these people.
Yeah. They could take over the world, couldn't they, Alexas?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're listening now, John.
I don't mind it. I mean, the fact that you've said, Alexa, play Absolute Radio, it would only work if they were already playing Absolute Radio. So you've just really backed them up.
Kieran in Uckfield said, morning, guys, great show. Printer rage, I couldn't agree more. My printer does what it likes. Prints when it wants. Prints two copies when I want one, etc. But my real rage is it telling me I need to change the ink. But it will print another 50 pages before it's out. I hate it.
They just need redoing. And there are two types of people in the world. So we heard earlier from Pete the Roofer, who took his printer into the garden and shot it to bits. And it's a way of handling an issue. It definitely is. And we can talk about that. And I can recommend someone you speak to. And I have to say, I did very well to read that one because he didn't say that he shot it to bits. He used a different word, which I think his phone knows he uses more than shot.
Didn't he also say he smashed up a dongle with a mallet?
He did also smashed up a dongle with a dumbbell.
Oh, right, a dumbbell, yeah.
I was doing weights while trying to download a file. It was just a recipe for disaster.
You're asking for trouble, Pete.
I can't work out if that means Pete's going to be a very good roofer or a very bad one. But if Pete is working on your roof at the moment, leave him to it, I would say.
Don't antagonise him.
Get one of them little rope pulley systems and just send up some biscuits every now and again. Just, Pete, there's a call for you. You what? At the other end of the scale, there are people like Tracy. Tracy says, "Dear John, I hate my printer so much I wrote a poem about it." I think Tracy and Pete should meet. And they could both maybe learn some things from each other. She said, "I'm glad Absolute Radio is discussing this today as it is validating and it feels like emotional support group for us victims of tech." So here is Tracy's poem. "I wish I was a printer. Nothing would get done. Jobs queue up forever. Being offline sounds quite fun. I would not function nor copy or scan. My paper tray would permanently jam. Refusing requests from any device. Customer service closed for advice. I'd wait until my warranty expires, then behave the way my heart desires, snoozing all day and collecting dust until somebody needs me, then spontaneously combust." That is absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
I love Tracy. I want a poem for everything in my house.
Yeah, I mean, just every week we just want to email in a little poem about a piece of tech you hate.
Can she be our resident poet?
Have we got a resident poet?
Yes! Tracy!
Tracy, you've just become the John Richardson Show resident poet. And what percentage do we want of the tour afterwards? Or should we get into that? We'll get into that afterwards. Don't worry about it for now.
I don't envy this one. Currently moving my TV skybox around, sound cables, etc., to laminate the flooring. Wish me luck when I've got to plug it all back in later.
Ooh.
That's not going to work out. I wouldn't bother with the laminate.
That sounds like such a good day.
Like a nightmare.
Not the laminating the flooring. I wouldn't be bothered with that. But then putting all the cables back, go out and get yourself some cable ties and just... Oh, it's going to be lovely for a day. It's just going to look brilliant. And then it's going to be awful. You're going to move something.
Awful.
It's all going to get tangled up.
But also,
I'd love to see a picture.
That was very confessional.
Is that weird? I just would love to see a picture of it all neat and tidy.
Also, mums and Alexas seems to have hit a nerve because someone said, talking about Alexa, my mum's 68, and when she comes to my house, she insists I unplug my two Alexas because she's convinced that they're listening at all times. But she rarely discusses state secrets. So it's what... Yeah, I can. I'm a bit like that. I don't want that nosy lady in my house, the Alexa. Listening.
I don't mind it because doesn't it always help? Like, I've had a load of people say to me stuff like, "Oh, well, I was having a conversation about where to go on holiday. And then when I opened my phone, cheap flights to Menorca." I was like, well, that's good, isn't it?
No.
That's your phone saying, "Can you just stop banging on it? I've got the solution here.
The not knowing, and it's like life is a quest and you have to sort it out. I don't want something to fast track me to... I don't want it to go, "Oh, I know you. Yeah. I know what you like."
You don't want the parcel to arrive before 9, do you? You want to be in all day. Stephen Kent says, "Can I throw Wi-Fi routers into the..." And I thought he was going to say river. But he says conversation. "Mine knows when I'm trying to fill out an online application form and waits until I'm nearly done and then goes offline, so I lose everything I've input. Definitely made by Skynet. The thing is, I need it too much to be able to smash it with a dumbbell." That's a reference to an earlier text from Pete the Roofer. That's not our general advice if you're just joining the show. This isn't the show where I say, "Do you know what? Smash it with a dumbbell."
John Richardson. All right, see. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
You are listening to John Richardson and Kerry Godleman on Absolute Radio. It's that time of the week when I just bring you down a peg or two. Just, you've got up early, it's Saturday. You think, "Do you know what? I'm going to have a great day today." I'm going to tell you that you're not. Just lower your bar. Just be realistic. Look at the weather. So that's why I like this weather. I went on school pickup this week and I love this. And this is, and I genuinely mean this is not a criticism. Literally everybody said the same thing to me. I must have had 5 or 6 conversations from getting out of my car to going to the gate. Everyone said, "Enjoying the weather?" And it was the day at first, it was all drizzly and cold. Oh. And I loved it because it was like I got to rehearse. So by the sixth person, I had my answer down pat. I was really fascinated about...
Which was what? What was your answer?
I said, I love it.
It took you five goes to refine that.
Well, I was trying to be polite the first one.
Yeah,
so the first
one
was like
out.
Enjoying the weather. You're like, oh, yeah, that's the end of summer, isn't it? Oh,
you're
sorry,
like,
it's gone.
Blunt
and by the end, brief. I was absolutely, yeah, brilliant, good. Yeah, do you know what we're doing now? We're going straight home, aren't we? There's none of this, oh, perhaps the kids would like to be in the field while we all have a lunch
Let's
together.
Let's get indoors.
Let's get indoors, lock the door, get the wine open, get a stew on, get the heating on. Let's not achieve anything.
Fair enough. Fair enough, John.
You've got, do you,
you
know
sound
this
like
week?
A right laugh at the gates.
They will learn not to talk to me. I clearly had my
I'm
cashew nuts in my ears. I was sending a very clear gesture.
Can you not see my cashews?
This is what I like, because what you don't hear is you only have the people that brag are the ones who've done the stuff that make you feel bad. So this week, yeah. I had a very busy work day one day this week, and I got to the end of the day and was tired. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym. This is exactly the sort of thing I'm talking about. And I got my gym kit on and I went down to the gym. And I got on the bike, and 3 minutes in, I went, what are you doing? I was exhausted.
Really, yeah. Because
I
get
was
scared
so annoyed.
That you're going to hurt yourself if you're too tired in the gym.
Yeah, well,
you're
going to
drop a weight on yourself.
I was only doing it so I could tell people. Like, yeah, I just think sometimes, actually, those are the sessions that you appreciate the most. You know,
oh,
like when
no.
It's been really hard.
That doesn't sound like you.
No, exactly.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I got on the bike and my legs went, what are you doing? You've been stood
home.
Up all day. Just
yeah.
Go home.
Go home.
So I just turned
Sit
around.
Down.
I just thought, well, I've just lost an hour there. I could
well,
have been eating crisps.
Did you walk there?
No.
Oh, wow. You really did waste that hour.
I did. I just lost it. But there was something quite good about saying that now you've learned. You've learned a lesson there, haven't you? Don't try and exercise again.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Yeah, no. Sounds
it's for
like
the other ones.
Best don't do that.
Have you achieved anything this week?
I slept well. I'm getting quite smug. I'm getting quite smug about sleep these days. I think it's an age thing. Mm-hmm. I really like a good 6-7 hour proper, and then all day I feel cocky about it. I'm like, I've had a really good sleep.
You look like, may I say as well, when you walked in this morning, we all commented, you walked in with a real energy. It
yeah,
was infuriating.
That's sleep.
I hated
sleep.
You a little bit.
Well, it's available to you, John, if you just get some good kip.
I don't like it. Do you know what I like? Fretting.
What?
When do you do your fretting? I found that's really good time.
I've consolidated all my fretting into one manageable fret, just sort of five minutes.
Just go out to the garden and shoot a printer.
Around sort of half four, and just fret, and then stop.
And you're able to stop fretting then. So
yeah.
What happens when you... I mean, this has turned into therapy now. What happens when you turn the light off then? Does your brain just go, night-night,
yeah,
Kerry.
Yeah.
See you in the morning.
Yes, night-night. You can do it. You can treat yourself. Definitely.
Oh,
you're looking
goodness.
At me like I'm mad, but it's...
Well, I am, because I sort of... I'm quite busy at the moment, so you get to the point where you think, well, that's it. I've done a lot today. You turn the light off and your brain goes... Oh, here's some other things that I don't... And just generally, I wonder if you've thought about the fact you might be a fraud. Does that ever occur
this
to you?
This is definitely therapy now.
And are you sleeping well all the time?
No, I do have the odd night. If you've got something really important the next day and you've got to get up super early, then I have quite a lot of insomnia, and that's really annoying. But I do have little tricks, I have little things. I don't look at the time. Never look at the time. Do you look at the time?
Well, I was thinking, I'm aware of the time.
No, don't be aware of the time. Cover the clocks. Hide the clocks.
Is that
like
WH order?
Stop the clocks. You're not meant
get
to look at the
Get the bone off
time.
The dog. He's going to keep
But
you
if
off.
You look at the clock, then you're like, oh, now it's 2 o'clock. Now it's 3 o'clock. I'm still awake. It's 4 o'clock. You've got to not do that. You've got
yes.
To,
and screens are bad for sleep as well, yeah. Of course. And we've discussed you've reached an age where you can't work technology.
No, so I can't work technology. So that I'm not burdened by that.
What I was thinking while you were talking there, because what we discovered in that conversation, that when there's quite a lot going on in your life, you do tend to sleep less well.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, when you sleep well, basically your life has become quite tedious and unstimulating.
Oh, wow, you really got there. I can't believe you've managed to take the thing I feel good about and make me feel really bad.
Is it the smuggest time of the week? Saturday
yeah.
morning? I think it can be.
Yeah, it's cocky. It's a cocky day.
It's all or nothing, isn't it? And do you know what's worse this time? Only smug people really are up and about, I think. Because if you've got nothing to be smug about, you're probably not up yet.
No, definitely not dressed.
No.
No.
Oh, do you know what? There'll be people listening to this now. This sounds pervy, right? There's a second part to this sentence, right?
I'm intrigued.
So here's the first part.
Going.
There'll be people listening to this now who aren't dressed, right? That's only the first bit. That's not the bit I'm excited about. People now, it's in the underpants. They know they're not going to get dressed.
Yeah.
Today. Do you know that feeling when you're like, do you know what? I'm not going to.
No, it's elastic waist, right till lunch.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the sort of thing people are going to text into another show, like, Michael Ball's not reading that out, is he? Sue says she's not getting dressed and she's got no intention. This is from love. What do you think of,
go on.
It's difficult now because I don't want to say I've done a nice thing.
Your reluctance to admit that.
I know. I'm gonna let you unsmug me.
About what? Go on.
Well, I tipped somebody this week.
Yeah.
In a place where you wouldn't usually tip.
Oh, okay. And you did. And you felt awkward about it, or good about it?
It was very awkward about it, and then actually I felt quite good about it because it was at a motorway service station.
Yeah.
Which is an odd. You don't get goods. They're not service stations, are they?
No, there's no service. They're no
toilets.
Happy to serve.
Toilets where you can get bad food. There is no service.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got really good service because they... I was with my daughter.
Yeah.
And she wanted the lunch thing and it was breakfast time. And I knew they were going to say, like, oh, the till, you can't put it in the till until it's turned over. And she said, oh, I've spoken to the chef and he's going to do the lunch thing. And it saved us 25 minutes.
Oh.
But it was 25 minutes that would have been spent in a service station.
Yeah.
Explaining to my daughter that I don't have any change and she can't go on that twisty thing where the little egg comes out for 25 minutes and having her hate me.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, now that 25 minutes is going to be at home and we're going to be together and playing. And it was so... And I didn't want to get into that. So I just said, I went over with some money. And she said, oh, we're not allowed to take tips, which I found insane.
Oh, wow, yeah.
There are awful bars up and down the country where the service is terrible, where people are getting tips. And yet, a service station, which is a place of service. So I had to be slightly weird about it.
God.
All I said...
You being weird is... What, you look very guilty.
Well, I felt embarrassed then because I said, can I give you this? And she said, no.
Oh, yeah, that's
which was
awkward.
A bit weird.
Yeah, that's awkward.
And so then I said, I'm just going to put it there. I'm going to leave it there next to those little sachets of
brown
sauce.
And then what did she say?
She, I think she sort of gave in. I said, I'm going to leave it there and you can decide what you want to do about it.
Oh.
And then I walked off. And I'll tell you this now, I'll never go back to that service station ever again. I was trying to do a nice thing.
Yeah, and you made it weird, John.
Should I be smug about that or is that...
No, you should be deeply embarrassed and sort of feel awkward.
Should I?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a very nice thing to do, but you made it socially weird.
I did, yeah. But why don't you tip in service stations? Why don't you tip in...
Oh, tipping is chaos because of the different codes and the different... There's maths involved, 10%, 20%. Some machines are got... Like, some cabs are like, do you want to do 10, 20 or 30? And you're like, don't make me do maths. Don't come at me with numbers. And then why is it that you can tip in some places and it's, like, completely acceptable, expected, in fact...
My
and then
big one is hotel breakfast. Everyone tips in the evening when you go for a meal, and yet somebody's had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to cook smoked fish and eggs with a hangover. Do you know what it's like to smell of eggs at 5 a.m. when you've got a hangover? And nobody tips at breakfast.
What about this? Someone is, Catherine says she's waiting in for a parcel. She's meant to waiting for a parcel that was due to arrive sometime today, 9:06, and it's already arrived. So the day is now freed up.
Oh.
And she's feeling really smug about that.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
A whole day that you can do what you like, that you were going to be trapped inside your own house waiting for a parcel.
Yeah, but who wants that? You can never fulfil that potential.
John!
I'm not wrong, though, am I? You had a thing to do. That's the dream is I've got, because that is the ultimate, I can't come out. No, I'm so, oh, I'd love to.
An excuse lockdown condensed into a day. That you can just watch what you want,
exactly
do what you want
that.
With total impunity.
It's a free mini lockdown. Oh, it's the under-9s final in the rain. Oh, I can't, because there's a parcel coming.
But what's in the parcel? Why was it that important that you'd give a day to it?
Oh, well, it's just the vagueness, isn't it? We'll be there sometime between 8 and 7. We all pretend we're not happy, but absolutely, we love it. And then when they don't turn up as well, so you get another one. People are secretly fuming when they actually bring it. Now, Catherine is staring down the barrel of a long day, not knowing what to do.
She seems happy about it, though.
No, well, text back in an hour. When you're dressed and you're at the front door and you think, oh, God, I'm just going out for the sake of it.
Chris Brecken has said, John Kerry, I am up walking the hound, Absolute Radio, home of the dog walker.
And so he's proud.
Yeah, he seems happy with it. He seems smug about it.
Up and out.
Up and out, walking the hound.
I guess that is the lowest bar you can set, isn't it? I exist.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, I exist.
Vertical. That's the best he can do. And Ralph and Tilly have said, John and Kerry, waiting for a parcel is a delivery house arrest.
Yeah, I love it. I don't mind. Have you ever thought, like, you'd be good in prison?
That you'd have it as a little, you'd see it as a little spa break.
I just think, yeah, it would quieten the mind. Don't get me wrong, I'd like to be in solitary. I would not get on well. I wouldn't fare well.
I don't think you would get on well in prison.
No, you don't think I'd be the guy running the library and everyone secretly likes? I'd be like...
John, I don't think you'd like it.
Helping people pass their exams and no?
This is just Shawshank Redemption, isn't it?
Watch the documentary about prison. The problem is I don't want the posters of the mucky ladies. Mine would be a lot...
a lot of whittling.
That guy in Cell 17 who's had his Titanic poster up for about 5 years, does he know it came out in 97? But I do like that. The package delivery thing.
Yeah.
I would pay more for less specificity. So, you know, when it's like £3 for delivery, but if you want to know which hour we're coming, it's tenner.
Oh, my God.
I'd pay £50 for you to just say some point this week and really? We'll cancel all your appointments.
No, you strike me as too busy for that. You've got too much to do.
No. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe I don't want stuff to do.
Right.
I'm just waiting for someone to say... No, you know, you ordered that vintage Power Ranger. It's going to come at some point this month, mate.
But you just have to stay in all week to wait for it.
Yeah, you're going to have to cancel the radio.
This is a cry for help, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the form.
Could you stage an intervention, please?
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show.
It's that time when I tell you about a very exciting live event coming up. I'm going to make an announcement, Kerry. I don't know if you want to...
get a drum roll going?
A drum roll, just like, just general sort of excited...
Okay.
Noises.
Ooh! No, that's spooky. I'll do a drum roll. It works.
Yeah, all right then. We've just added...
Didn't that sound drum roll-y?
It was all right, yeah.
I don't know how else to do a
I think you made it worse. I'm announcing the very exciting news that Judy Love has been added to the lineup for the Absolute Radio Live event, which is good.
That is exciting.
I feel like you've sort of...
ruined it.
You made it sound a bit sarcastic.
No!
I'm
a massive fan of Judy Love.
Oh, Judy's amazing.
She is amazing.
She's really good. She'll be very funny. So she has been added to the lineup for Absolute Radio Live, which is this November. She will be joining myself and Matt Ford. We're hosting. Don't know how that'll go.
Yeah, that could be antsy.
That could be the moment at which having spent 6 weeks trying to ruin his radio show comes back to bite me, I think.
Oh, that does sound enticing, actually. I'm like,
it'll be spicy.
Watch that.
He's gig fit at the moment. He's just come off the back of Edinburgh. He had, and they collated all the reviews. He had the second best reviewed comedy show at the whole Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, that is impressive.
So like an average of 4.85 stars or something. And I am not match fit.
So you're
all
intimidated.
Yeah, so he'll have really good gear. It'll be very funny. What I will do is overshare in the hope that it's ironically funny.
You'll have baggy overshares.
Oh. I will be telling you about recent trips to the toilet in detail that you do not want. And Judy Love will be there as well. Josh Widdicombe's there. Susie Ruffle's there. And Absolute's own Glenn Moore. It's happening on Sunday, the 17th of November at the incredible London Palladium. This year we'll be raising money for the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. This is the hospital that saved the life of our very own Matthew Ford. You can get your tickets now at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets and keep listening as we will be adding even more names to the lineup and we'll announce them. I'll download like the sound of an actual drum roll because with all due respect to Kerry, that was terrible. It was really bad.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
I don't know what to say other than your off-air work there was the best it's ever been.
Oh, no, I should have...
And it's awful to not tell the listener what happened, but I don't know how to do that without being rude about you.
Go on, just be rude.
Well, you
have license to be rude.
Got more excited about jam jars than I've ever seen anyone.
I just can't believe that people are so casual about jam jars. jars. I don't understand. I just, why wouldn't you save them? Don't you like jars?
I like jars, and it is a time of life thing.
You've just given me a lovely jar. And like, that's not just the contents, that's the jar as well.
It's a good jar.
It's a good jar. It's a good bit of glass, that.
What will go into that?
Oh, God, don't get me started. I mean, a gin and tonic, a cocktail.
So you'll drink from it?
I'll drink from a jar. Oh, I love a jar. Look at your head in hands.
Well, I thought you were at the pickling time of life. That's what I thought. You've looked at that as
no,
that.
No, I'll drink from a jar. I'll use a jar. I love a jar.
Okay.
I love all the shapes. So many jars.
I do like a jar. Do you know, I saw a thing on the internet. You know the little dessert pot things?
Yes.
The glass ones?
Yes. You could put tea light in there.
Do you know what fits exactly on top?
Go on.
Top of a Pringles tube.
Oh!
Goes right on top.
Yes, so you can use it. I could have put a tomato in it.
You could have
It could be a tomato vessel.
You are freed of the responsibility of
No, but now that you've said I could put it in one of those little guys, I'm going to bring a tomato.
I don't want it now.
No, I'm going to bring it.
I'll tell you. Well, I'm going to bring a dumbbell. And if you bring it
tomato, that's crazy.
I'm going to smash it in front of you. What else was there in that? In that little, there was jam jars, and then just as the song was coming to an end, ooh, I'll tell you later. It was just an exceptional piece of work. It was great fun. Do you like jars? I guess everybody likes jars. It's time for the news that's not news, that should have been in the news that wasn't in the news.
Yes.
It's squirrel-based.
Oh, lovely. I love
You're right with that?
I
like a squirrel?
Squirrel-based story.
I think people have very strong opinions either way on squirrels.
Yes, it is a love-hate situation.
I was chased by a squirrel through central London, and I'd say it remains one of my daughter's top five memories.
What do you mean, chased?
It approached.
Yeah.
And she was scared, and any sense of bravery I show is to create the impression for my daughter that things aren't scary.
Right.
A squirrel approached.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, hello, mate. And then the squirrel kept approaching.
Oh.
And then I was like, excuse me, this is my personal space.
Yeah, yeah. Back
squirrel
off.
Kept approaching.
Right.
I receded.
Yeah.
Stepped back a little bit. Squirrel
you
continued to approach.
You ran away from a squirrel.
I walked confidently away from conflict.
You ran.
I opted out of conflict.
Wow, you ran away from a squirrel.
I think it should be celebrated. But I used to have I feel like we're going to have to come to the story after now, but I used to have, to declare myself as a squirrel aficionado, I used to have a squirrel when we lived in London that I would feed from hand. Sydney the squirrel.
You had a squirrel friend?
I had a squirrel friend, used to pop in the garden. I lured him closer and closer with nuts. So the
right.
nuts were on the table, then the nuts were on the windowsill, then my hand was out of the window and Sydney would take the nuts
Sydney?
From my hand.
Hang
Sydney.
On. What?
Sydney the squirrel.
Sydney? Named him?
Got to be
him.
Alliterative, yeah.
And
I knew he was a gentleman as well because of, I can show you a picture. That's always a fun thing with a squirrel, isn't it? I knew he was a gentleman.
You're 100% sure it was the same squirrel?
Yeah, because he had a little bit of his ear missing.
He'd been in a fight?
Well, he was protecting another squirrel.
Okay,
I didn't see. This is a story
here,
I made up. Well, I made
you
all that
and
up.
Sydney
I don't
had
want
a
to
special
see,
bond.
Yeah, I don't want to think of Sydney as a scrapper. So I decided
he
that
was
Sydney
attacked.
Was defending another squirrel, and that's how he lost a bit of his ear.
Right.
Then it got to the point where Sydney would jump onto the windowsill and bang on the window if I hadn't put nuts out. So I have perhaps encouraged squirrels in my life. We'll come to it after this, but there is a story about squirrels that I think will lead to a film. if you want to audition for the film live on air, that would be great fun.
Is there a part for me?
I think there was definitely a part for you in
this. A speaking part.
Listen, let's see how the audition goes. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're talking to someone who can't put a tomato in a tub, so let's see if you're able to get in my film.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's a squirrel story, it'll lead to a film, and it has led to a statement from a big company. So we'll have that after this. And if you want to talk more about jam jars, you've got a few minutes.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
I feel like I'm cheating on the listener because I feel like there's on-air John and there's off-air John.
Yeah,
and there's
I
what's
like
going
both
on
Johns.
Here. Which do you prefer?
Well, Can I just say, as well, talking of you, John, someone else is worried that you, the image of you putting your nuts on the table for Sydney has slightly unsettled them.
It does sound creepy.
Yeah.
At least they were my nuts, not Colin Firth's nuts.
That's true. I used that's my a own callback. Nuts. That's two shows ago.
The entire duration of that song, there was a conversation in the studio about jam jars.
Yeah.
Kilner jars.
Yeah, stacking jars.
Porridge.
Jar saving, hacks. Sharing jars.
I would say that conversation happened between myself, Kerry, and producer Jeff. And I would say was witnessed against his will by, I'm going to have to call you Young Will, the face that when I turned to you.
Bewilderment.
Because I realised, oh, Will hasn't joined in. And then the face you were pulling. You were so ashamed of all of us.
You weren't getting behind the jar club, were you?
But no. is it because you're worried that one day, is it because you look at this as your future or you just think we're pathetic?
I'm petrified. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've made you afraid of just growing old. But, you know, you're at a time of life where you order an extra McDonald's milkshake and you pop it in the fridge for the next day. And I think that is to be applauded. So well done to you. UK train cancelled. I'm doing my newsreader voice
now.
UK train cancelled after freeloading squirrel refuses to get off. The disruption on Saturday forced the 7:54 a.m. service from Reading to be terminated before it reached its destination at Gatwick Airport. Staff tried to shoo the furry freeloaders off when the train reached Redhill in Surrey, but one squirrel refused to disembark. A statement from GWR said, "We can confirm that the 8:54 Reading to Gatwick was terminated at Redhill. This train did not go on."
And to Gatwick as well. So you've got people that need to...
People have missed flights.
Yeah, for those squirrels. I think that's unacceptable.
After a couple of squirrels boarded the train at Gomshall without tickets, breaching railway bylaws.
That's...
Oh, by clause.
Right.
That's what they've... They're having a laugh with it. I don't think you can really have a laugh if you fail to take a squirrel off the train. Not your joke.
Why can't you just leave the squirrel on the train? Why does it have to get off?
I think it was... I imagine it wasn't sat quietly on a seat reading a paper. No. I imagine it was moving around in a way that upset
scurrying
other passengers. We attempted to remove the squirrels at Redhill. One refused to leave and was returned to Reading to bring an end to this nutty tale.
Oh,
I don't like you making jokes about it.
Do you think one of them was Sydney?
Oh, I hope so. I hope Sydney's still about when he's travelling by rail. I did make him very confident, so he's probably had someone's lunch
off him. You didn't
knit
him a jumper or something, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't.
But you make a very good point. Somebody's missed a flight because of those squirrels.
Yeah, of all the train lines for that to happen, the Gatwick one, that's a disaster. Can you imagine waiting with your luggage to go on holiday and then a squirrel gets on and causes chaos?
It does feel like last week we were asking for texts about reasons you haven't been able to go to stuff that sound made up.
Yes.
Imagine missing an international conference.
Because a squirrel
Doctor, where
got
are
on
you?
Train.
There was a squirrel on my train. We were turned back at Redhill.
You'd be livid.
You would be absolutely fuming.
Get your dumbbells out.
Or maybe, you know, if... Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you'd be like, it was quite a cute squirrel.
No way. Not if you're missing a flight.
The film is obviously Squirrels on a Train.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, would you like to be...
Who would I get to play?
Well, I guess what I'm seeing is frightened or disgruntled passenger.
Definitely disgruntled, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are those two, I'd go disgruntled.
Clutching your jam jars.
Yeah, livid. Livid with my clanking jars in my suitcase.
There's train manager...
Oh, that's an interesting role.
Yeah, or there's the squirrel itself.
Oh, I don't want to put a zip suit on. I used to do that with children's entertaining.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I was a mouse for a couple of years.
Oh.
Mrs. Mouse, because you couldn't be the branded mouse.
Oh,
the most
course.
Famous of all the mouses.
Yeah.
So I had to be the kind of low-grade...
Just move on from that.
The low-grade mouse.
So what do you want to be? You've got time to quickly audition now.
I'm going to be the disgruntled passenger.
I'll be the squirrel.
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh, you've got... Are you going to speak?
No, I don't think so.
Just
I shall
noises.
Just be vaguely sort of ratty.
Okay, go. Get off this train! I've got a flight booked to Ibiza!
Now that we get into it, yeah. I think actually it is probably a short movie rather than a full epic.
Linda from Cambridge is very invested in this squirrel story. Yeah. She said the squirrel will now have to appear on Long Lost Family to be reunited with his friends who got off early.
I do think that when things get on public transport. I think that, you know, when there's a fly on a plane, you just think, that's a Spanish fly. And now it lives in England.
It's just...
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not going to speak the language.
Yeah, it's well out of its comfort zone. Sorry, what was that again?
Buzz, buzz.
Is that a Spanish
fly? That's Spanish buzz. So all our flies are like, hey, buzz, buzz, mate. You know what I mean? It's just buzz, buzz, isn't it? And he's like, buzz, buzz.
That is...
He's not going to like the food.
No. No, well out of his company.
No, but that's bravas.
The currency won't have the currency.
I do feel. I hope it flies back. But and also the thing of like that's the thing about like snakes on a train, a plane. I enjoyed it. But if you're British, I don't think it doesn't need to be a snake. The image of a squirrel on the train is terrifying. I think to be honest, yeah. I would be frightened of.
And you're all right with squirrels though. Because
like
of your mate Sydney.
Wouldn't like to be on a plane with one or a train with one.
I've been plane? On. No.
I've been on public transport with a pigeon. Didn't
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, any bird indoors is wrong.
Wasp, didn't like it.
Oh, wasp, yeah, but that's a different... There are different issues with wasps.
Yeah, I mean, even a fly on public transport will upset me.
Imposter animals, this is a good news story. A Chinese zoo has admitted that pandas in their exhibits are in fact painted dogs.
No.
Yeah. According to the New York Post, visitors at Shanghai Zoo realise they're being bamboozled when the so-called pandas were barking pandas. Yeah.
That's what this is really
about,
isn't it? The language that these publications use. Yeah. Just picture someone. We talked about emojis last week. Somebody just staring at the glass, scratching their head, like putting their glasses on. Something about this
bamboozled.
Panda. It doesn't seem panda-like.
Yeah. And it, well, when it barked, it gave itself away.
It barks. Yeah. It's eating pedigree chum.
That's but something. Then what sound do pandas make?
I don't know.
I mean, then I mean, maybe they
you're,
do. Bark.
You're the improv expert.
I think we've established I'm not.
I'll be the zoo visitor. You be
no,
the panda.
No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this game anymore. I'm trapped.
Tilly, come and have a look at the pandas. Oh, it's got a lovely collection of jam jars as well, the little panda. The voice of the youth has spoken. Will very confidently came off the back of that last link and said, they sound like sheep. Yeah.
What, pandas?
Pandas sound like sheep.
Is that a fact?
Well, let's find out. We've got a panda noise here.
Sounds like a horse. A small horse, granted.
That's not a panda. That's somebody dressed up, but that's an even worse zoo than the dog zoo. That's just somebody in a black and white onesie just chewing on some celery.
I didn't expect that sound to come out of a panda.
No.
I don't know what I expected, but not that.
Sheepish, I guess. It was barish. I'll let you off. I will allow you to stay one more week. But next week, you better tell me what a koala sounds like and it better be accurate. I'll tell you that now.
There's loads of animals you wouldn't know what they sound like if pressed.
Oh, yeah. I'm awful. I don't listen. For me, it's about what I need to tell the animal.
Yeah.
Sydney, our relationship wasn't... I didn't listen to Sydney. He listened to me. I needed someone to talk to.
If we did an improv role-play and Sydney did make a sound, and I'll be you. Come on then, Sydney, have a nut. Now you be Sydney.
Please, I'm starving.
So Sydney's you.
Get dressed. Now, from 2 o'clock today, it will be, of course, rock and roll football with Matthew Ford and Matt Dyson. I, of course, as ever, want to ruin his afternoon. I tried last week, do you know, in my link, and I have to hold my hands up here. I said, be nice to Matthew this week because Forest are going to get an absolute pasting at Liverpool. And they only went and won. So I'm not going to speculate this week. In fact, I'm going to do the opposite. Oh, I bet Forest are going to thrash all the other teams this week. Hopefully that'll come back. Last week, I set you the challenge. Could you text in his show in a way that he wouldn't realise, and after we discussed me getting stuck behind a sofa, could you text in with some furniture, as many sort of furniture texts? We've had one text with multiple furniture mentions.
Stu in Rochdale's been in touch. He says, hi, Fordy and Dyson. Subway will be the death of me, he says, when I see them building my foot-long garlic cheese steak sub. I'm salivating all over the display cabinet like one of Pavlov's mutts. I plonk my ever-widening behind at the table and shove it in my gob faster than Brentford scoring against City this afternoon. Anyway, it's great to hear you back in the chair, Fordy. Best wishes for your continued recovery. What a lovely message from Stu in Rochdale.
Thank you very much, Stu.
Lovely work.
That is sensational. Yeah. That's three pieces of furniture And they've actually referenced what a great text it was.
Yeah.
And I tell you what as well, I think that's two from two for Stu in Rochdale. Because I think Stu was the week before as well.
Really?
Yeah. So if you can beat Stu in Rochdale, he's 2-0 up.
Oh, he's a Jedi at this.
He's very good.
He's very good.
And do you know what? I think I'm going to try and I'm going to join in this week. So I'm going to come up with an alias. And I'm going to, I would like, after we talked about printer hate, dongle hate, router hate, electrical items. So if you want to text in Rock and Roll Football 2-5 this afternoon, try and get them to read out text with electrical items. Have you any examples?
What about think the players will be getting the hairdryer treatment at half time today? There you go.
Yes, they'll go for that.
Great to hear you back on my speakers.
Yeah, yeah, they'll fall for that.
Yeah.
They're not clever enough to spot that. But I bet they'll be listening now and they know what's coming and they'll still read it out if you're listening, Matt and Matt. I think there's a lot of tech there, isn't there? Monitoring football games and results and things like that.
Oh, definitely. You could smuggle loads in there.
Vidi printer. That's a good one, isn't it?
I don't know how we'll get dongle in.
Who's on the wing for Manchester United this week? Is it still Gary and Phil Breville? You know, that kind of thing.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
We've pretty much come to the end. It's that time of the week where, for those of you who have graced us with your company for the full 3 hours, we will tie up any loose ends. I recognise it can be frustrating when something is started and not finished. Michael says, I had no idea John Richardson was even on the radio. I was only thinking about you yesterday when I was cleaning my skirting boards. Thanks,
well, that's
Michael.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all right.
Craig in Bromley said, I once accidentally called Alexa Siri and now neither of them will talk to me. and he's putting some lovely emoji work there. The hands up. What can you do?
Yeah, what's that
little
all
one.
About?
And Denise has said, good morning. My daughter's car broke down so many times that the last time it happened, she actually cried and bit the steering wheel. I want to see that.
I do. I hope it's left an imprint.
Yes.
There.
Teeth marks on a steering wheel.
Yeah, there's definitely. That's We've hurt all had you. More than it's hurt the car.
I've cried in cars. I've cried with cars and old cars.
I've cried in the car in Bristol when I went down for the open day at uni. I couldn't find my B&B. Just pulled into the road and had a bit of a cry.
You've had some sad times in cars. We've learned that this episode.
I have,
as well.
I've had some lovely times as well in cars. I've had some lovely picnics.
John in cars.
I'm in park. I had a whole day to waste in Brighton. I say I had a day to waste. I was too tight to pay for parking. I went to a free multi-story on the outskirts of Brighton and I had a little picnic on the back seat and I watched a seagull trying to crack into like a mussel. And it was flying it up and dropping it down and trying to get into it. And I
when
had the
was this?
On.
Is this pre-internet? Because as entertainment goes, that is lo-fi, mate.
I felt like Chris Packham. If that had been on Springwatch, that would have been a massive... That would have gone viral, that, if I'd have filmed it. But the squirrel went too high and I couldn't film it. But I've had some lovely times in cars. Don't worry about me, mate. I'm absolutely fine sometimes. I sleep in the car. Dale in London says, although not backed by actual science, which is a fantastic way to start any interaction with anybody, I think certain people... Oh, this... OK, this goes very quickly. Although not backed by actual science... I think certain people have an aura about them, which in fact disrupts technology.
Uh-oh.
I say this because when my partner or my mother or my mother-in-law, any of them claim foul on a piece of technology, claim foul is lovely language as well, the moment I walk into the room, the technology starts to work. Either I have calmed it or I'm its boss and it decides it wants to avoid a reprimand, so falls into line. Either way, technology obeys me, Dale in London, humbly protecting technology every day. You're not here next week, are you?
No, I'm not.
Do another
miss
stuff.
Me.
I don't know. It depends because we've got Angela Barnes in, and I really think she's going to nail it.
I'm going to talk to Angela this week.
Are you? Yeah. You're going to sabotage Angela?
I'll sabotage you via Angela.
Do you know what he loves? Open with a big swear. That's his favourite thing.
Take him a tomato, and he'll be putty in your hands.
Thank you for this week.
I've had a lovely time, John.
I've had a lovely time. We had a laugh this week, haven't we? Mainly off air, which is a shame. The really funny
Save
stuff.
Save the gold for off air. That's
We've
my motto.
Been discussing failed technology, and my favourite link was the one you nearly didn't get back to because you couldn't get back in the room because your pass wasn't working.
Yeah.
After discussing failed
tech. Locked out.
What do you think we should call this week's podcast?
100% we should call it Jars.
Just gone straight for it.
Just gone straight for one word, mate.
I think you'll find what I've done is slightly more intellectual.
Oh, really?
So I thought, like, because we were talking about, like, losing our temperature, like losing our temper with technology.
Yeah.
And we talked about jars. I thought, like, keep a lid on it.
Oh, John, that is Genius.
Thank you very much. I'm hoping next week Angela will meet me at the level.
You were
that
so
I
embarrassed you had to do a voice.
Thank you so much for your input this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Kerry. Sabotage Matt Fordy's here from 2. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Well, there you go. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week if you want to hear the show live. We are Saturday morning, 8 till 11 on Absolute Radio, and I will be joined by Angela Barnes. So anything you'd like to say to me or her on anything we've discussed, if there's something you know you're going to be smug about on Saturday and you want me to bring you down a peg or two, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. I would read out the text number, but if you're listening to this at an odd point, I don't want you texting whoever's on air with your random stuff. So join us live. If not, there'll be another podcast next week. Thanks for downloading. Bye.